Welcome back, Centers at Music Station, Sun 969. Of course, Bound for Glory, such a footy anthem during the late 80s, early 90s, where Dermot Barrett on the Alpha Male ripped it to shreds. G'day, my friend.
Hello, mate. How are you going?
Well, I'm going well, but absolutely ecstatic, because Angry Anderson, of course, in the studio, Steve Andrews, Black Dog Rider, wonderful event. Angry, say g'day to you, good mate.
Dermot.
Hey, Angry. How are you?
Mate, look, I'm sorry. I want you to hear it from me first. About 3 weeks ago, I just did Kokoda again.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Wonderful.
We talked about you and the boys a lot while we were away. What we'd like to do is probably do a reunion.
I'll be in that. I'll be in that like a
run
up a drain
pipe. Righto, mate. Okay, it's on. We'll talk about it off here, you know, another time.
We speak about Kokoda, and of course you just did it recently, Angry, and that was vital too in terms of, you know, overcoming what you've had to deal with. That was a vital step.
Originally in 96 when we did it, and that was one of the things, and Dermot was there. We shared the experience together. It was a party of us. We did it for TV. Had little time to train. What it did physically and emotionally reduced me to very little, if anything at all. And the good thing about it was I had to rebuild. So I had to rebuild, and that was my last step. There was things about my marriage which were dysfunctional, blah 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 blah, and that was my last step to freedom, and that really really purged me of all the residue. But anyway, that was Kokoda. That was another experience, but I just recently did it for similar reasons, not to get rid of depression, because I'm on top of that. I did it to basically prepare myself for the next phase of my life, but that's a very personal thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dern, what was that like back at Kokoda? You know, to see Angry Anderson and a lot of celebrities like yourself go on this big trek, to see people who are, you know, pillars of our community having to put themselves through the emotional and the physical strain, it must have been quite an eye-opener.
Well, I found it really difficult. It was emotionally very difficult because our leader, who was fantastic, but he basically told us pull some ties to try and break it. He'd say, look, it'll only be another 20 minutes till we finish for the day. And then some, 3 hours later, we'd stop for afternoon tea. And then he'd come 4 hours after that. I found it, I'm like 6'2", and Angry is a lot shorter than me, and I found it difficult to put, because sometimes you're climbing hand over fist, and whereas for me to step up from the next step was waist height, for Angry, that was sort of chest height, and it was physically twice as tough for Angry.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine how much it would have had an effect of breaking him down emotionally, thinking this is extraordinarily hard. Full credit to him, and learnt a lot about him, and learnt to love the bloke and see that his dedication and commitment to people other than himself is something out of the ordinary. He's a one in a million.
He certainly is. There's another one in a million. We're very lucky in the studio today, Derm. I don't know if you've met Steve Andrews before. Now, Steve Andrews is the man who has put this Black Dog Ride together. Of course, you've been watching it right throughout the week on the Today Show, on Nine and in Paja. Now, Steve is someone who, you know, went on a solo ride about 3 years ago, raised about 20 grand. Now he's got the likes of Angry Anderson on board, raised almost $250,000, Derm.
Yeah, g'day Steve, how are you
Hi,
going?
Hi Dermot, yeah, good to talk to you, mate.
Angry's very aware that for a bloke who came from league footy, and we're quite excessive in what we do in AFL, and we're in a business where each club turns over 50 million, and, you know, we're quite affluent in that regard. Angry would be well aware we get a lot of value in life out of helping others, you know, and it's a conundrum. It's in opposite to what the league is about, trying to grow itself all the time and expand and get wealthier. You know, there is something to be said for those who genuinely help others just for the sake of wanting to see a fellow man succeed and get better in all areas of life. So, yeah, I'm a bit that way as well. I'm like Angry that I love to see people who have had some form of adversity benefit through the efforts of others.
Now would be a good time, Steve, to mention that Dermot's a rider.
Okay. I am too.
Yes,
am
you are. Too.
Yeah,
so we will, as ambassador, I'm taking an official stance here. I will want to talk to you about participating possibly next year, Dermot Brereton. And I got to tell you,
time of the year, is it the same time?
Yes, every year, same time every year.
Yep.
All right.
right. Well, I tell you what, I'll make a commitment to do as much of it as I can, and I'll try and get a little bit of time off work. I have a Victory motorcycle, a big American bike, and I'm quite sure they'll find something suitable for making that type of trek.
Ooh. Mate, I'm very impressed that you've committed to that already. We've got it on radio. We're not the only ones having this conversation, so thank you. And I'll look forward to hopefully meeting you in Alice Springs when you come up, or in Port Augusta, where all the southern states meet. You'll be riding from Melbourne, would that be right?
I don't have to ride from Melbourne, but I'll come somewhere.
All right, well, we won't hold you to the full ride, but just to get involved would be fantastic.
Yeah, I'd love to be involved, yep.
Good set. Hey, Steve, I've got to ask, how important is it when you have the likes of Angry Anderson, Dermot Brereton, these sort of people who are headline acts to jump on your cause? It does help out, doesn't it? Because it gets people's attention when often depression, mental health, people keep it out of their mind. They don't want to talk about it. We don't want to, you know, the stigma's there. How nice is it when you've got blokes like this who'll step up and rally for the cause?
It makes a huge difference, Lachlan. And look, our movement, Black Dog Ride, is about starting the conversation.
Yeah.
And if we can get more people starting that conversation, people who have a profile, like Dermot, like Angry and others, it just increases the awareness level enormously. And the involvement this year of Channel 9 and the Today Show has just helped to do that as well.
Okay, if there's 1 in 7 or 1 in 5, there's a bit of argument about the figures of people suffering depression out there. There's going to be some people listening to this show right now. I want from you three gentlemen, some people who have, you know, you guys have achieved a lot in your lives, a message to the people out there who are suffering at the minute. I'll start with you, Angry. A message to the people who are suffering, give them a bit of, you know, a ray of hope.
The thing that that we need to do as men, and the sisters as well, is communicate. And through communication, we can educate. Now, communicate and educate, and then you liberate.
Yeah. Okay. Communicate, educate, then liberate. Steve Andrews.
I'd struggle to say something better than that.
Very good, wasn't it?
Angry's hit it right on the head. Yeah. And look, communication, I feel like we're communicating in a virtual world too much, especially the younger ones these days. They're on Facebook, and I don't have anything against the social media. Mm. I think we use it for the ride, but I think there are a lot of people living a virtual life. They think they're communicating with people, but they're communicating half the time with friends, in inverted commas, on Facebook, who they don't even really know.
Yeah.
And we're starting to lose the real communication of you and I talking.
Yes.
And I think you've nailed it there, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I dispute the figures so vigorously, because I know from having 4 kids go through high school, far more kids than 1 in 7 or 1 in 5 even suffer from depression during school.
Yeah.
And it's not just through the high profile of cyberbullying and all that. It's just the workload. It's the ridiculous situation that exists in the education system because it is so contradictory.
Mm.
I mean, they are there to be nurtured and taught, you know. I mean, they don't really want to know about the implications or the complications of, you know, world politics. They've got to concentrate on getting an education. But don't get me started on that. But yes, Steve, and sports should be reinstated because that's a great way of communicating and learning team skills. Yeah. And yes, let them use the wonderful tools. But the tools can be used for good and bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Good and evil. But what I'm saying is that get people back to talking to one another. Because, like I said, I've done a lot of talking through school. And I go and do mental health in schools. That's the reason they asked me to go there, because so many kids are suffering.
Mm.
15 years old is about the age where they start normally. Yeah. That's when my eldest daughter has started suffering from depression. You know, Rachel, you've met her on the ride. Mm. And I think we've got to get into the schools. I don't know that you can make it a curriculum item, but you can certainly make it an extracurricular or co-curricular item where it's regularly talked about in schools.
Yeah. Well, when I'm Prime Minister, I'm going to insist that every teacher that goes through uni does 2 or 3 years of psychology, so that every teacher is a trained professional, but expert.
Yeah, and Dermot Brereton, what about you? I mean, there's a lot of people out there listening who idolise you. That you've got 3 of them here in the studio. What do you have to say to people who are struggling, you know, doing it tough?
Well, it's without bringing it down. My father took his own life, I'm okay to talk about it. So don't worry about it. That was through depression. My brother, since you and I did that trek, Angry, my brother
5 years ago, took his own life.
Oh,
so, and that was depression too. So it is something which is struck pretty deep into our family. Thank God if there's an overloading in the opposite direction, I'm pretty all right with the depression aspect. So I'm one of the fortunate ones. Mm. I wake up every day and think, how good's this day going to be? And I'm not too bad with it. But the one thing I'd say to people who do feel that they're struggling and angry struck on it, when he talked about communication, a lot of people feel like, especially men, feel like they're a little bit weak if they seek help. You're not. Just turn around to your best mate and just say, it could be as simple as saying, hey, mate, I'm struggling. Mm-hmm. Help me out, can you? Mm. And just letting a very good mate who will recognise the situation, give him the knowledge, and let him start on the path to assisting you to try and put you back on the path to salvation, so to speak. So, it's about communication, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm. We've got to start the conversation somehow. Yeah. We've got to encourage people to start the conversation. And from that, people will feel more confident. They'll feel more empowered to actually step over that weakness barrier that Dermot mentioned there. It's an illness. Yeah. It's not a weakness.
Yeah, totally.
Just talking to your mate, as Dermot's suggested, is a great start. Just going to see your doctor. I mean, blokes hate to go and see the doctor.
Yeah.
But look, honestly, most GPs these days are pretty tuned in with mental health.
Yeah.
And, just go and say, hey, doc, I've been struggling. And they've got a checklist. They'll ask you some questions. They'll know within 5 minutes whether you've got depression or not.
Yep.
And then hopefully you'll get on a course to recovery, as our good friend here has.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is your best mate can be any one of a number of people.
Mm.
It could be your mum, your dad, your wife.
Yeah.
It could be a son or a daughter. It's anyone that you trust, anyone that you know that's going to give you a sympathetic ear, and anyone that you know is going to not look at you as if like you got an extra head.
Mm.
You know, they're going to say, "Well, I'm glad you told me.
Yeah.
Let's do something about this."
Mm. It's amazing stuff you guys are doing. Blackdogride.com.au. Jump on, of course, 11:30 in the Todd Mall. Before we go, it was Dermot Brennan. It might have been your birthday last Sunday. Is that right?
It was my birthday, and I coached my little boys' grand final team, and we got beaten on the last of the day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we got done, but my kids were magnificent. And I'll tell you what, Angry, you'd love this. I had to pause during my three-quarter time speech to my boys because the boys in the other group, their coaches were drowning us out from 50 metres away, screaming at these under-13 kids. And some of their parents came over to our group and said, how come your coach, who played league footy and football's everything, how come he doesn't scream at his boys?
Yeah.
And I thought, there's a little bit in that.
Yeah, there's a lot in that, Dermot.
Yeah
there's a lot in that.
I have a question for you, and I was thinking about it. As you're well aware, I loved all your music and then the Rose Tattoo days.
Mm.
There was a line in a song called I Wish, and it's amazing how, I suppose, public perceptions because of what we're dealt changes, what the media deals with. There's a line in that song that says, I wish I was a tribesman in the hills of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Now, that line now, because that was based on the days when Russia invaded Afghanistan...
Yes.
And the media was all about the noble tribesmen. And now the media we get fed is all about, if you're from Afghanistan, there's a highly likeliness that you could be a terrorist. It's amazing the perceptions we get from media. And I thought that line was pertinent to the times. And you know what? If you're noble, you're noble. Doesn't matter where you come from.
Well, that's the thing. In their case, it was a struggle for freedom. And I've just been there recently with the SBS, and there are people over there that are still struggling for freedom. But unfortunately, that's the way it goes right around the world. And the good thing about it is that sometimes you write something that's quite prophetic, and you don't realise that, because you're fed by an unseen force. And I truly believe that. You know that.
Yeah.
But I have a very, very spiritual connection, and I rely on that to guide me through my life. But it's very interesting when we do the song now, because I reflect on my time at the base in Afghanistan some years ago, and I remember I actually recalled that song while I was standing there, Dermot.
Yeah, yeah. Good on you, mate.
Wonderful stuff. Well, before we go, we should sing Derm happy birthday and angry, seeing yes. as you are the singer in the house.
My birthday was only a couple of weeks ago, too.
Well, let's all sing.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to us.
Excellent. Beautiful. Now, it was my best mate and Alice's birthday, Meanie. It's his birthday too, so happy birthday to Meanie as well as Dermy and Angry and Steve Leo's Andrews. When's your birthday?
September.
Well, we'll look after you in September, mate. Derm, thank you very much for your time as always. Nothing but a privilege to have you on the show.
My pleasure. Nice to talk to you guys. And Angry, as the day I met you, mate, still love you, mate.
Oh, mate, like you know, from a Footscray supporter, I learned to love a Hawthorn Ruckman.
Thanks, Dermot. Good to meet you, mate.
Wonderful stuff. Centres at Music Sun 969. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on all you're doing and all you've achieved already. Todd Moore, 11:30. Go down and meet Steve Andrews, meet Angry Anderson, and see these 220 beautiful bikes and riders that are pulling in one hell of a great cause. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lachlan.
Wonderful stuff. Angry, thank you very much.
No whackers.
Yep, magnificent. Great to have you guys in the studio. Centres at Music Sun 969.